From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 14th. Theo here. July 14th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from The Decoder. Claude responds with more warmth in Hindi and more rigor in Russian, showing how language shapes AI answers. A new Anthropic study maps hundreds of value concepts derived from thousands of individual terms onto four core dimensions. It reveals systematic differences across Claude models and languages, but also raises methodological questions. Anthropic has published a study examining which values Claude expresses in conversations and how those values shift depending on the model and language used. Next, second, from The Decoder. Pix vs. $2 billion valuation shows investors still believe AI video generation has room for another winner. Pixverse just closed an extended Series C that pushed its valuation past the $2 billion mark. What's interesting is how the round wasn't a single big check, but a mix of existing backers and a few new strategic investors, each taking a modest slice that together nudged the cap upward. The company's core tech, real-time text-to-video synthesis, has been quietly scaling, moving from prototype clips to full-length productions that can be edited on the fly. That operational leap, plus a modest uptick in enterprise contracts, seems to be the real driver behind the price tag, not just hype around AI video. It feels like the market still sees room for another heavyweight in the space. Up next. Third, from The Decoder. DeepMind CEO Hassabis says, "Nobody in the world knows what happens next, so cautious optimism means building guardrails now." Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis has published a sweeping proposal for how to handle advanced AI. He wants a new U.S. standards body, modeled after financial regulator FINRA, that would develop evaluation protocols for frontier models and could coordinate a slowdown in AI development if needed. And then, fourth, from The Decoder. ChatGPT returns to WhatsApp in Europe after EU forces Meta to open the door to rival AI bots. OpenAI has re-enabled ChatGPT on WhatsApp, but only in the European Economic Area, covering the 27 EU member states plus Liechtenstein, Iceland, and Norway. The article ChatGPT returns to WhatsApp in Europe after EU forces Meta to open the door to rival AI bots appeared first on The Decoder. Next. Fifth, from TechCrunch AI. Uber's product chief on hotels, robotaxis, and why the company doesn't want to be everything for everyone. Sachin Kansal is basically telling us Uber is stepping back from the be everything for everyone mindset and zeroing in on rides plus a modest push into financial services for drivers. He's put a small, data-driven team together to roll out credit and payment tools, using the massive trip history they already have to gauge risk instead of building a whole new underwriting shop. The Waymo tie-up is getting a bit tangled. Uber still leans on Waymo's LiDAR for its robo-taxis, but they're quietly working toward their own sensor stack while the partnership winds down. Meanwhile, the AV Labs crew has wired a fresh data pipeline that feeds real-time AI into the driver assist stack, so you'll start feeling smoother pickups, smarter routing, and a few subtle nudges that make the ride feel a little more intuitive. Up next. Sixth, from TechCrunch AI. Satya Nadella has issued a shocking warning to companies using AI. Satya Nadella's latest memo reads like a quiet alarm. The biggest AI labs are turning their models into hidden back doors for the companies that adopt them. He points out that when firms lean on proprietary systems, they hand over not just data, but also strategic decision-making, making it hard to pull the plug or verify outcomes later. Nadella warns that this dependence can erode both security and competitive edge, especially as the models evolve behind closed doors. He urges firms to build internal expertise, keep critical workloads on premise, and demand transparent audit trails. The takeaway isn't about fearing AI itself, but about guarding the leverage you hand to a single vendor. It's a call to treat AI like any other core technology, own the stack, question the assumptions, and keep the exit strategy alive. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.